here's something to consider. If you've got maybe baby boomer parents who got some savings because they've paid off their house because they've been living for a while, it's an alternative idea. So the federal government's got incentives like the 5% first home owners deposit scheme and the Queensland government's boost to buy scheme. House prices keep going up and the Reserve Bank keeps adding interest rate rises. As a parent, you may be wondering what you could do to help your kids. Or if you have parents that have some savings, here's an idea. Why don't you ask your parents for a loan and commit to paying them a set or agreed level of interest on the money they lend you? Scott Quinlan is a financial planner from Solus Financial. Scott, thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Do you have a mortgage, by the way?
I don't. I don't anymore. Lucky enough, I actually paid that off last month. So,
wow.
Congratulations. I've worked very hard and we've had a lot of austerity measures at home for a long time to be able to do that.
How many years have you been paying off a mortgage? Can you recall?
About 15. We had a smaller house and we upgraded to a bigger house about 8 years ago. And so, you know, from start to finish, about 15 years. But
okay. Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Did you have a celebration? Proud. Did you have paying off the house mortgage?
It was a quiet celebration, but we've had those austerity measures in, so you know it's hard to get out of your normal spending habits.
I'm jealous, of course. I have to ask that. Does it feel liberating to all of a sudden say, I actually own my own home?
It feels nice to be able to look at the interest rates increasing and saying, well, actually, this doesn't affect me. Actually, this affects me positively now, which is nice.
All right. How often do you have people coming to you with their concerns about mortgages?
Not too often. Usually we're talking to the parents of people who have kids who have mortgages, and the parents are more concerned about their kids and about what their mortgages are, their mortgage stress, how much they're having to repay, how that's affecting their budget, school fees, those kinds of things. So the parents are asking us on behalf of their kids usually.
What are your thoughts on the move by the Reserve Bank yesterday to lift the cash rate?
It's probably needed. Inflation was a little bit high. It's something that needs to get under control. Otherwise, you know, it can really take off. And the Reserve Bank talked about the war in the Middle East and how that's pushed up oil prices, which I'm sure everyone kind of understands. And they're probably just being a little bit cautious there because it could drag on longer. There's upside risk rather than probably downside risk.
All right. What happens when a parent comes to you and says, what can I do to assist my kids? What advice?
Yeah, really need to understand their situation. Well, firstly, you know, we want to protect the parents to make sure that they don't run out of money in their retirement. That's normally the number one. And so then if we are to help the kids, how much can we help them with? Is it $10,000, $50,000, $100,000? So we need to work out what that number is first and then what their level of comfort is around that.
Do you know any parents that have lent their children money at an agreed interest rate and the children actually pay it back?
Not
at the agreed rate.
That's probably in the minority in my experience. And it is a conversation we have up front that, look, just be prepared that the majority, you know, all good plans, you know, these are all great plans, but maybe this isn't the way that it ends up going. So we kind of need to plan for the worst case scenario in the majority of cases.
How would you do it? Parents have got money, they're like you, they've finally paid off their mortgage, they've got savings, they want to help their kids, they can see what's going on with the cash rate or mortgage rates, global instability, yada, yada, yada. Hmm. And they say, okay, I want to loan 250 grand to my kids.
Yep.
And they've promised to pay it back at 250 grand. You say, make sure you get it in contract form. Do you trust them? What do you do?
Yeah, 250,000. I'm kind of saying, look, I think we should get some lawyers involved to do up a legal contract. There's two ways you can do it. You can do a kind of an I love you gift. You know, here's $250,000, take it and run. Or here's $250,000. It's a loan. You need to pay back interest only, or principal and interest. And these are the things that we kind of need to decide.
You need to make it clear, put it in writing.
Correct. You need to decide what
sign
you want
every
first.
Page.
Yeah. It also protects the parents as well a little bit. You know, in case there's another sibling that will also look for maybe $250,000 in the future, you know, how is that going to be fair between the two? We don't want a disagreement in the family over money.
No, it's a disaster when that happens. Yeah.
That's right. So thinking about all of those things to start with and upfront and talking them through to work out a solution to them all is pretty important.
How realistic is the bank of mum and dad? Seriously, genuinely realistic. How realistic is it?
I can only talk from my experience, but you know, most clients that come in, they bring it up themselves. And if they don't, then if they're in a position and they have kids that are about that age looking at, I'll bring it up. And a lot of them do. It is probably the majority now that are looking to help their kids get into either their first home or reduce that mortgage pressure from them.
What happens to that loan in the family if someone passes away or divorces?
The passing away is why, personally, I like the loan set up a little bit because it can help protect that. So if it's just a gift and someone passes away, well, kind of the estate becomes a little bit unfair. If you've given $250,000 to one child, not the other one, and then you pass away and your will says to go equally between the two, well, you're about $250,000 out of whack.
Okay.
So a loan agreement can help that because it forms part of the estate, forms an asset as part of the estate. The protection against, you know, separation and divorce really gets into a legal question about, you know, family law and you know, how does that protect
them?
And
it does happen, so you need to have things clearly written down and locked away.
Yeah, and especially on the family law side, just, you know, have a lawyer talk to you about that, you know, in case there's a breakup between the kids or, you know, between the kids and their partner.
Of course. Mm. Yeah, the other side. Yes, okay.
Yeah, because that money could just walk out the door at some point in the future.
How, if there were the bank of mum and dad loaned their kids a loan, would that affect the parents' age pension or something like that?
The loan still counts as an asset, so it's not going to negatively or positively affect them because it's still counted as an asset kind of on their books, which is why sometimes we consider doing it as a gift. So if you give the $250,000, which was, you know, the example, then after 5 years, it's not counted as an asset anymore. So that $250,000, they call it deprivation, still counted as an asset for the age pension for 5 years. But then after 5 years, it drops off. And then there could be a real benefit for the parents in getting either more age pension or some age pension.
Scott Quinlan is financial planner from Solace Financial. This is 612 ABC Brisbane. Even if parents own their own home, not everyone has money to help their kids get into the housing market. What other ways could they help? Any thoughts?
There's a lot of government. You talked about it at the start. There are some government incentives and government plans to help people get into the housing market.
The federal one looks like it's made lower price housing more expensive to me and some of the experts I speak to.
Yeah, I don't really comment on what those parts are.
All right.
But we just play with the rules that are given. So if there's an advantage that, you know, our clients can take advantage of, a government rule or policy that comes in and we can see a benefit for our clients, then we'll look to take advantage of that.
All right. Libby, one of my listeners, says it's the funniest thing she's ever heard, where kids borrowing money from the family and then paying it back. There are a lot of people who have that unfortunate experience. Their kids don't actually pay the money back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably a norm. Well, you know, it is a fairly common occurrence and I can understand it. And it's something that we just need to discuss beforehand to work out. And really the practicalities are how you do it. You know, do you keep a spreadsheet? Is there unpaid loan repayments? How do you actually do the nuts and bolts of it is a pretty important thing to do.
Baby boomers are feeling blamed a lot at the moment. You know, parents are feeling blamed, you know, that I had this chat with my producer this morning. I said, it's not baby boomers' fault. It's just they happen to be living longer, you know, which is what everyone wants, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you want to live longer. It's, you know, it's not an accusation that you've lived longer and as a result finally been able to pay off your house and save money. That's in theory what we want. But baby boomers are getting blamed by implication for a lot of this difficulty.
Yeah, maybe. And, you know, I hope that with the younger generation, they live longer as well. They get themselves into a situation that is like the baby boomers, and there is real opportunity to do that, okay. I think.
Have you got kids?
Yes, two. I got two little boys, 11 and 9. Yeah, two little redheads.
Okay. You're mortgage free, you've paid off your house and you've got kids.
Yeah.
Are you saving money to loan them down the track?
Possibly. Well, it depends what happens in the future as well. Are they going to be faced with the same problems that the current generation is? But I want to put ourselves and our family in a position to be able to do that in the future if we want to.
Do you know of anyone in Brisbane who's successfully, in hock to their own children for a substantial amount and it's getting paid back?
Yeah. Well, I've got clients that have that as well, where it's regular payments that are just being paid back.
With interest?
I would say that it's just interest only.
Okay.
So just an interest only loan on it, and it gets paid back monthly, and they're usually, and it all works, and everyone's pretty happy with it. But then there are the other ones where, hey, we've lent this money to the kids, but we don't expect it back.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Scott Quinlan, financial planner from Solace Financial.